When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Apparently there's a tsunami warning. Not apparently. There's a tsunami warning for warning for San Francisco.
Man.
There's an earthquake.
West Berkeley being evacuated now.
Series of powerful waves and strong currents may impact coasts near you. Get away from coastal waters, move to high ground, keep away from the coast until local officials say it's safe to return. I was just talking to some of our salespeople, and they said BART's shut down from Daly City to Embarcadero. I think the Transbay Tube is not in use right now. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, just, no doubt.
I guess be careful.
Yeah.
What'd the boss say? Anything important?
He's in Sunnyvale.
The game's not serious, but it could impact the game tonight.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, so I just be aware of it.
Well, scary,
be safe,
man. Yeah, be safe for real.
Yeah. we'll continue doing what we do, and we'll monitor the situation for sure. And I don't know. Maybe we'll get our guy Sal Castaneda tells what's going on. But we got a...
He's your guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't invite me to the party.
No, he didn't. Chewy got invited, though. Chewy Gomez.
He went?
Mark Spears was there. Yeah, a lot of bigwigs.
Wow.
Mark Ibanez was there.
Wow.
Tara Moriarty was there. Oh, man, all the bigwigs were there. They were. Every bigwig showed up.
I'm going to text Sal here in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, now, no, this is serious, Donnie.
No,
thoughts and prayers.
Ted Wynn is a writer for The Athletic and covers the NFL, and his specialty is breaking down film. And we talk to him once every month or so, and looking forward to talking to him at noon about what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got David Haw of Mully and Haw. It's a... Sports Talk Radio show on 670 The Score in Chicago. Of course, Mike Florio of Pro Football Focus. No, Florio. Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk to David about the sound of Florio saying maybe Kyle Shanahan has run out of time here in the Bay. But right now we're talking about the Warriors, but before we talk 49ers, let's get to Mystic real quick.
Our man.
Mystic's in San Francisco. Hey, Mystic, how you doing?
Good to talk to you guys. Back to Wiggins. so I think that what we're looking at here is the inevitable. You're looking at the fact that Steph Curry just isn't the Steph Curry from 22. He never will be that Steph Curry again. His knees are going out. Draymond obviously cannot run for 35 minutes anymore, dragging centers up and down the court. So I think instead of having them as the focal point of this offense and this team, a transition needs to be made now. Oh, you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear the tsunami warning.
Yes, it's a tsunami. I'm on the hillside watching the water.
Okay.
So here's the thing that I'm looking at. I think that Kuminga has talent. But Kuminga has not been groomed to be a big-time scorer for this team because the way he plays is opposite of how, you know, Kerr likes to run his offense. And so you saw that at the end of the game the other night. He wasn't given the ball in times where he could be an impactful scorer at the end of the game. He hasn't been in that situation enough as a 22-year-old. You got to groom him for that now. And that means to me, one of the big three, Wiggins or Draymond, needs to come off the bench now. They need to come off the bench now, one of them, so Kuminga can start in their place. He's got to get the ball now. That's the only way he can grow into this role we need him to evolve into.
I'm with you, Mystic. It's just getting more Kuminga, Stani. I don't know if it's that way, but I'm with him. Like, man, we got to take the training wheels off, man, and just live with the growing Maggie Seaver, the growing pains.
But that doesn't that fly in the face of winning for Steph?
Well, I would like, retort, what are we doing now? And I know it's just a five-game losing streak, but what if this were to continue to where you were more of the team you were last year, which wasn't good enough?
Yeah, then I just got to make that decision at some point. But, there's a lot going on with the Golden State Warriors. Here's the one thing I want to get into before we get into the 49ers, okay. Because obviously after the Denver game, Steve Kerr absolutely tore into Brandon Pajemski. And the guys yesterday, Willard and Mark Grandy, followed up on that. And I haven't heard it yet, so I want to hear how Steve Kerr explained why and what he said about Pajemski. Here's the first bite.
Brandon had a really good rookie year, came into his second year, and he's thinking, I got to do this, I got to do that. And he's just lost a little focus on what actually wins. And, for example, the fouling the 2 3-point shooters, we can't do that. We've talked about this from day one of camp. Fouling jump shooters it leads to losses. It really does. I mean, you can see that stat in the league. You can feel it. Not just the free points. It's having to take the ball out of the net. It's getting to the bonus earlier. So, I think Brandon's trying too hard. I mentioned that in the press conference, too. He's trying so hard to make a great play every time. And you can't do that. You can't play that way. So maybe he's just trying to justify everything from last year or Joe's comments or whatever. I don't know. But it's all part of it. So I'm not concerned about it at all. I just want him to understand that we've got to speed up this process of growth as it relates to what wins games and what we need from him. And that's part of what's happening right now.
Interesting that he brought up, I don't know if it was Joe's comments or whatever. So obviously what Kerr's referring to is Joe Lacob saying that they think they've got a future all-star on their hands. And maybe Pods is putting that kind of pressure on himself to be that player right now.
Yeah, and Kerr, just keeping it real, Stani, when you say the whatever, I know we'll be joined by Ted Wynn in, 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
And he's hearing the scuttlebutt maybe too, and that's what whatever meant. Because I was like, oh, whatever, So he's hearing the noise too, Kerr.
Before we get to Ted, I do want to hear the rest of this, and let's go to a follow-up of what Steve Kerr said about Pods on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, everything I said has already been said to Brandon. The reason I said it to the media is there's a little, it puts a little pressure on him. And I never say anything that I don't think about first. So that didn't just come, out of anger for the loss. That came because he needs to get the message. And the message is a really important one because he's such a good player. He's such an important player for us. But he's a typical young player, second year, a guy who's, trying to forge his identity and figure out who he is. All young players go through this. And it's not an easy process because you have to make some mistakes to recognize, who you are, what you can do, what you're capable of, and also what your team needs from you. And so we just need Brandon to speed up the process because, you guys were talking about it. We've got Steph and Draymond who are Hall of Famers and still playing at a really high level, but they're older, and we're trying to fit this thing together now and have a great season. So we need Brandon to take that next step, and I'm confident that he will.
And wow, Steiny, speed up the process. I think that applies to Kuminga.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, my gosh. If you're using that for pods after 1 year and 20 games, my goodness, they're saying that. They have to be saying that about Kuminga.
Last one on Steve Kerr. I just want to get through this because I'm finding this pretty interesting. This is talking about players to the media.
Just get to know them and get a feel for their personalities and what's the best way to address each guy and is it just privately and never say anything to the media? I always approach guys privately first, but every once in a while, I think it's using the media as a way to get the message out there and make it a real issue can be a positive thing for some players. That's my gut here. I think it's really going to help Brandon in this case.
Yeah, and I think to me, that's also vintage Steve Kerr philosophy about coaching that a lot of people have is you got to treat everybody differently. And I mean, I don't know, does it say anything to fans that he did it to pods, but he wouldn't do it to Jonathan Kuminga? And what does that say about each player and maybe their ability to handle criticism in Steve Kerr's mind?
But at the end of the day, and our callers can back me up, Steiny, what if some would say Kuminga nor Moody never were afforded that luxury to get as much pie early on as Pajimski?
I think it's probably fair to say they didn't get as much leeway as pods immediately, but I would disagree with people that say Kuminga hasn't gotten a shot in four years.
No doubt.
I think he's had multiple opportunities in 4 years, and I'm not saying that he's failed in those opportunities. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. But, you know, it's just interesting that he goes out and makes it a point to say, we've got to speed up Pods' growth. He would never say that about Kuminga.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he would take it different.
Maybe, yeah. I think there's a few reasons. One is, yeah, I think Kuminga's more sensitive, and he's also less sure of his game. Like,
yeah.
The best part and the worst part about Pods is that he feels so sure about his game.
But he's got to fix his. It's early, Steiny. But Pods, if you're gonna and you are the backup PG, you gotta be shooting 75% from the free throw line.
Yeah, he's at 74.
Well,
he's at 74-ish. All right, we're going to get into some Niners talk with Ted Wynn. He's an NFL staff writer for The Athletic. He also is a co-host of the Just Win podcast, and he's going to be joining us momentarily. All guests, by the way. I'm sorry, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union, and the San Francisco 49ers at home, 125 on Sunday against the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears and the 49ers, I mean, they got to win this game.
There's no doubt. The playoffs have started for them.
They got to win this game.
Yeah, if you're trying to get there, you're right.
I think we're looking at a team that's got to win four out of its last five.
And the last game against Arizona, who leads the division now, headed into a division matchup with Seattle.
I think we're looking at four out of five, and you got to beat the Cardinals and the Rams. All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's talk to Ted Wynn. He's an NFL staff writer for The Athletic, and he's also the co-host of the Just Win podcast. Oh, and he's got some puppies in the background.
Roof, roof.
Sorry about all right. That. That's all right. I'm a dog person, so there's no harm, no foul. Let me ask you this, because we haven't caught up with you in a little while. This team is 5-7, and they just have not played their best football. Do you think that in the next five games they'll resemble a playoff team and be able to get there?
I think it's hard. I mean, they have so many injuries, and these aren't guys that are going to come back. I mean, Christian McCaffrey is going to be out, and you know, Deebo Samuel just hasn't looked like the same dynamic player we've seen. The defense is definitely not at the level that we've expected for the Niners, and that's kind of to be expected because of all the money that's going on the offense. And when you have that kind of attrition, the offense needs to be elite, and they just have not shown signs that they can be an elite unit. I think they can be very good, but I just don't know if this offense is going to be good enough to carry them and for them to get to the place that they want to. But saying that, I think looking at the schedule, I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance they could win 4 out of 5. I think winning the Lions game could be tough, but every other game I think is a possible win. So we'll see. This team has rallied from bad starts in the past, but this one's going to be a little bit different. But I think it's possible.
Ted, I've been telling my co-host and the fans, I'm definitely not saying Brock Purdy's been bad. He's not, but I just feel like it's not as polished as last year. What do you make of Brock Purdy going forward and just what you've seen from him thus far this season?
Yeah, I think this season they really tried to turn him into a drop back passer. They went away from, especially early in the season, they went away from play action. They were passing, their pass rate on early downs was way up. And for a time, he was putting up really good numbers. You know, he was number one in a ton of categories. And since then, things have gone down. And that's to be expected when you're missing as many players as you have. It's hard for any quarterback to deal with that. And, you know, I thought at a point this season that Brock Purdy was playing better than he ever has, even though his numbers weren't as good. So I think there's definitely a lot to be encouraged with Brock Purdy, even though the numbers don't show it. So, I mean, I don't know if he's done enough to just for you to just throw a $60 million per year at him and feel happy about it.
Yeah.
But I definitely think he's gotten better.
Ted Wynn joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can read him at The Athletic. He covers the NFL for them, and he's also the co-host of the Just Win podcast. You know, Kyle Shanahan has obviously gotten criticized this year. I hear over and over that, you know, maybe the opposition has caught up to the Niners a little bit. There was a soundbite from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, that maybe he's running out of time here, and even threw out the idea of trading him to the Chicago Bears, who need a coach. What's happening with the Shanahan offense? Is it the personnel, or is it that he's got to make some kind of adjustment with the way he sees the game?
I mean, to me, I think the Kyle Shanahan talk is a bit ridiculous just because the Niners have been one of the best teams in the league for so long. They have one bad season, and all of a sudden, you know, you're talking about firing the coach that put you in this position. I mean, it's ridiculous to me. But, I mean, I do have – there's some small criticisms I have of his offense. But overall, this team, he's been one of the best offensive minds in football. Every team is trying to copy what he's trying to do. And even when you look at that Bills game, there was a lot of good – schemes and plays that he drew up that were pretty effective, and they burned down in the red zone. And I mean, Brock Purdy is clearly not at 100%, and it's hard to win when your quarterback, you know, isn't throwing the ball like he needs to. So I think, you know, yeah, I mean, he's to me, Kyle Shanahan is still an innovator, and there's some tweaks he can make with his offense, and maybe he does looking at the film, but I mean, it's hard to criticize the coach when you just look at the laundry list of injuries for the Niners, and for them to be sort of in the playoff race with all these injuries. To me, it's, you know, pretty surprising.
You know what, Ted? Just speaking of the injuries, I just want to talk about the defense, and mainly the defensive coordinator. Last year was Wilkes. He got fired. There was a lot of drama in that. I thought the defense performed well in the Super Bowl last year. Nick Sorensen, you know, what have you seen from him? And is it legit to say, you know what, he's been without Greenlaw. Bosa's been gone. What do you make of the job he's done, and how much of the injuries gives him a pass, per se?
It's tough because he's a first-year defensive coordinator that doesn't really have a resume that you can look at to kind of prop him up and say, you know, because of all these injuries, he's underperforming, and we could look at something in the past to say that maybe he could return to this. He really doesn't have that, so it's tough. But the injuries are hard, and this defensive line isn't anywhere near the defensive lines that the Niners have in the past. It was pretty much just Nick Bosa and Hargrave, and then Hargrave goes out, and then now Nick Bosa's hurt. And we have to remember that this entire defensive premise and their entire defensive philosophy is built on the dominance of the defensive line, and they just don't have the players to do that right now. I think, you know, some of the younger players in the secondary are developing nicely, but again, this whole thing is built around the defensive line, and they just don't have those guys. Greenlaw's been out. Warner's been playing with a hurt ankle. So it's tough to really judge Nick Sorensen based on that, but it's also tough because he doesn't have anything to fall back on to say that, you know, we can trust him to get better, or we can trust him to return to the baseline level that his defense has performed at, because he doesn't have that.
Ted Wendt joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the NFL for The Athletic. You know, the 49ers played their first eight games without McCaffrey, and over that time they had red zone issues, and you know, the offense just wasn't quite itself. And I think the expectation was that when McCaffrey came back, you know, we'd see a change. And the reason I'm referencing him is because it looks like Dre Greenlaw could come back a week from today against the Rams. And what could we reasonably expect from Dre Greenlaw as a member of the 49ers actually playing? Will we notice anything with the eye test that you think will look different?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a medical expert. I just know that anytime somebody's come back from Achilles injuries, it does take time to really return to full form. And we've seen that over and over again with players in different positions. So my expectation for Dre Greenlaw isn't very high. I mean, it'd be good to get him back out there. I think he could still be an upgrade to what the Niners have been putting out on field. But I mean, I would temper my expectation. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical expert, but just based on the history of Achilles injuries, it's tough for me to see him just going out there and being a 100%.
Ted, we like to have a little fun. I don't know if you gamble on the show, and if you had to make a bet right now with where the Niners are at, trailing Seattle, and they got a showdown with Arizona, who leads the division, is chasing Seattle, that the Niners would make the playoffs, how would you bet it right now?
What are the odds? You know what the odds are right now?
-120 that they make it.
-120 that they make the playoffs?
Plus 240.
I was thinking,
hey, Ted, plus 240 then.
Okay, plus 240. If it's plus 240, I mean, I might just throw something in there just for fun, you know. But like I said, there's four out of five games that I think are winnable games in the end. And the Detroit Lions are a beat up, very, very beat up team right now. So, you know, who knows what happens with that game. And, you know, like I said, I have a very high regard for Kyle Shanahan, and maybe he figures this thing out and gets him in there. If it's plus 240 or maybe plus 300, you know, maybe throw something in there just for fun, make it a little interesting.
All right, I'll take that.
But I think he's smart. Saying no. If the odds were just even, I think you're saying no a little bit.
No, yeah, if the odds are even, I would not take it. But okay. I would not imagine that the odds for the Niners to make playoffs are even or close to it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it, as always, and great stuff, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. That's Ted Wendt. Yeah. You can read him in The Athletic, and he's the co-host of the Just Win podcast. Like, here, I got some good news and bad news.
Well, give us the life news first. Did you get it?
No.
The tsunami warning has been canceled.
Oh.
Yeah. Good God, I was nervous, man.
Well, we're up 10 floors high, I think we'd be okay.
But I'm the type of guy everybody's not. I think about other people, too.
Why?
I got you. I got you.
For what?
Dude, I was worried about everybody. I got people in Berkeley. I got people everywhere.
Family's in Sacramento.
Dude.
We don't even have an ocean.
I needed a cigarette when he said there's a war. Tsunami?
Hey, and we got to go, but
all right.
Good news and bad news?
Yeah.
I'll give you the bad news first.
That's how I do it.
Right now, the 49ers have a 6% chance of making the playoffs.
Is that real?
Well, that's what the numbers say.
Dr. J. Oh, no.
Now, I got good news.
All right.
If they win, I guarantee you that number is going to jump up into the 20s. Easy. Because the Cardinals or the Seahawks are going to lose. So You win, you'll pick up ground.
But right now, your only real way is the division. So if Seattle, if the Cardinals win, if Seattle wins.
Hey, you know what? I got to look at the standings because you said we want Seattle in that game if we're a Niner fan. I got to go inside the numbers a little bit on that. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get to that Florio sound, which is fascinating. What's coming up on the game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Segment was also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. Dobbsy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, sandwich heads? Today on Steve-O's Sandwich Reviews, we've got the tips and tricks to the best sandwich order. And it all starts with this little guy right here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Partial to pastrami, craving a Cubano. Yeah, sounds delicious, but boom! Add the crisp, refreshing taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar and cue the fireworks. Lunch, dinner, or late night, it'll be a sandwich worth celebrating. Trust me, your boy's eaten a lot of sandwiches in his day, and the one thing I can say with absolute fact, every bite is better with Pepsi.
Save on top brands at Whole Foods Market. Get Rao's pasta sauces for $5.99 each with Prime through December 10th. Add it to your favorite pasta shape for an easy weeknight meal. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
It's an unforgiving land.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Bartender.
He deserved it.
Come on, man. T-Pain.
Who?
T-Pain.
Huh?
T-Pain.
Who is he?
Was a rapper.
He's dead?
No, he's Milli Vanilli. He was using the little voice stuff.
So he cheated?
Yeah, a little bit.
That explains it.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I hate that phrase so much, I can't tell you.
You take pictures on your tippy toes, you're cheating the camera.
You know what? I want to punch you right now.
I know you do.
I really do.
I'm in a good mood, you can.
Why?
Would it hurt? You got a little oomph to it? You know me. You'd be on the floor.
I got no power anymore. I just have no power. You know who I'd be good for, though, right now? I'd be good for the Warriors.
Tell us why.
I got mid-range.
Man.
I don't have a three-point shot anymore because I can't reach
the basket. Well, let me tell you who would love that. B.J. Armstrong. He misses the mid-range game in this association.
He ain't the only one.
Yeah.
49ers, they're in a shambles. Can they come out of it? Can they come out of the shambles?
And you got me wrong. I told you Seattle's leading the division. Okay. We want Arizona to win that game.
You know what? We're not in a position to root.
Well, technically you are.
No, you're not.
You don't control your destiny. You don't play Seattle again. No.
If you go 5-0, you're going to make the playoffs.
You think so?
Yes. Of course.
But you're telling me then Seattle's going to drop two.
They are. Come on,
well,
dude.
Well, it could be one this weekend.
I mean, hey, Evan, if I asked you, hey, 49ers control their own destiny, what would you say?
How?
If they win five games.
That's a no.
Like, if they win five games, the odds of them not winning the division, I'll bet, are 10%.
Kind of doesn't work that way.
What do you mean?
They need help. That's
They'll
all.
Get help.
Okay.
You know how many games they've won consecutively this season?
Oh, man, dude. They put together a two-game winning streak earlier this year.
I know the
year.
Answer. I'm going to see if Steiny can figure
Two.
It out.
Yeah.
Three?
So why would they win five?
Wait, they have a
what, it's
they,
two.
Yeah. They haven't won three in a row yet?
No Mason. We don't know. But
he's a backup.
Kyle said some things yesterday. I know we got the sound about the availability, the possible availability of one Nick Bosa.
Okay. Let me.
You're the man.
Let me play it. On Bosa's future availability. What is going on with Bosa?
I mean, I'm not God, but I think he's got a chance to play this week. So I would think that would lead to getting a better chance each week. But I don't know the answer to that.
Kyle, we know you're
I
not
thought you
God.
You picked a good piece of sound.
Dude, wow, Kyle. I'm not God.
I mean, I'm not God, but I think he's got a chance to play this week. So I would think that would lead to getting a better chance each week. But I don't know the answer to that.
Everything. My man brought religion into it. Oh, boy. There is a clip up there, Stani, about he explains why he answers the way to the media the way he does.
Thank you. How about this in your face?
Give it to me.
According to the New York Times, and you can take them to the bank, the Niners have an 80% chance of making the playoffs if they win all five. That's as good as gold. There's nothing 80% in this world.
I want the New York Times to reveal their sources. Like, I'm like, wow, where did
it's
you get
model.
That from?
It's a model.
So it means that they're not guaranteed to make the playoffs if they win five in a row,
Evan,
what you just
said.
Hey,
Evan.
Where's the other 20%?
22%, I think.
There's two things. One's called the spirit of the law. One's called the letter of the law. And I operate with the spirit of the law. And what I'm saying is, yeah, you're going to win all five games. Oh, and Seattle's going to run the hit the pike. And nobody's running.
Well,
tables.
Seattle has to go 4-1.
Exactly.
Well, no, that would
3-2.
Just
they have a better
the
conference
L.
record.
Yeah.
No, not by the time the 49ers win two games on the conference.
Man.
Stop being so negative, guys.
No, we're not. Hope is not a strategy, Steiny. Boy, that hit me.
You know, that's been around for like 100 years.
Wherever it wasn't where I was at. That just changed a lot, man.
All right. This is some good sound from... How about the vibes? Where are we right now with the vibes of the San Francisco 49ers?
We don't go off vibes as much. I mean, you know, we were pretty disappointed after that game and stuff. That takes time. But you don't need much more than 48 hours. We're in here on Wednesday. Guys are ready to go to work. I mean, I think when you compare outside the building, inside the building, I mean, we're a football team that goes to work and tries to get better each day we're here. If you spend your day outside the building just reading and stuff, I'm sure your vibes won't be the same. But our vibes here are all about work, and that's what we enjoy doing.
But he's just not giving you anything,
through the radio, man.
I mean,
God bless you, man. And he knows what's out there. You know what I mean?
What else you want to hear from Shanahan? Because we haven't gotten into any of this yet.
He gave a reason why he answers the questions from the media the way he does. I don't know if it's
Well, how would you characterize the way he... Let's do this.
He's agitated. Or is it shtick like Big Bill Belichick? I don't think he's being his true self. The dude loves rap music. Oh. He's hip. Had a Rick Ross at the party. You remember they had the little thing before the season kicked off?
Remember they all went to the party instead of worried about Ricky Pearsall?
they checked in on him.
That fractured the team.
Stop.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe Kyle Shanahan as agitated at the podium. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah. He doesn't treat them like dummies like some coaches do. He's agitated.
I don't think he hates doing it, but all right, let's go to that side. Hey, Kyle, why do you answer the questions like you answer?
I don't know. That's just how I am. I answer questions. I'm not a good I don't make stuff up, so I try to answer you guys' questions, especially if it's not a stupid question. Sometimes I struggle with ones that I don't understand. Forgive me if I think they're stupid, they might not be. I just don't understand them all, but that's how I do press conferences. I answer the questions. So I always try to do that without hurting our own team. And that's really about as simple as I keep it. But no, I don't take losing well. But I'm not showing you guys how I deal with my life in these 8 great minutes.
Wow. I'm loving him more, Evan. Invite him to the ship, man.
You know what that is?
I'm liking him more.
You know what that is? That's a guy with job security.
Well, not
going anywhere.
Well, he's earned it. Let's be real.
He also knows he's getting another job if something happens.
That's probably true. Let's go out to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh.
Talk to Caleb. Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hanging in.
All right, thank you for having me on. I want to talk a little bit about the Niners coordinators real quick. I know that's kind of been a topic real recently. So I just saw earlier today that UCLA is letting go of Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, and there's been talk about the defense potentially with Bill Belichick, Rex Ryan. I want to know where you guys stand on the coordinator position.
Where do you stand on the coordinator position?
You said this last week, and I didn't tell you, but it resonated.
Oh, thank you.
He's too prideful, and he's come too far, Kyle, that is, to relinquish those duties. I think that's his baby, calling the offense. So I find it, like, I feel like Kyle would say, fire me or relieve me of my duties as head coach if you're going to take away my play calling duties because what it will insinuate or look like. Now, defensively, I do have questions as how Nick Sorensen and Niner fans can question, we don't have the horses up front, manufacture pressure. Because that's all you can do when you ain't getting home. And I don't think on Sundays we see that button pressed, but I could see a possible change. But then the reason I don't see a change, Steiny, is it would signal that Kyle's got the defensive coordinator position wrong 2 years in a row. You asked.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, what if Jed York went up? I don't even think you can do it. If Jed York said, Kyle, let's get you an offensive Brandon Staley in here.
Well, that's your boss talking then.
I know. But then maybe you say, why don't you just fire me?
Well, Jed says, go ahead.
He's had one in the past. His name is Mike McDaniel.
Okay.
I think what the caller might be asking is, like, Andy Reid calls plays.
All right.
Eric Bieniemy was his offensive coordinator.
Where'd that
Just because you're the OC doesn't mean you call plays.
What do you do then?
Well, I think what the caller is asking is, does there need to be another set of eyes in the room or hands?
I wouldn't be against that. But, like, when we talk about Nick Sirianni, for example, he's not an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator.
Walk-around coach.
Right? And then we got Kyle Shanahan, who calls his own plays. I mean, if calling plays is your so-called best, you know, attribute, can you ask a guy to not call plays if that's what he hangs his hat on and what has made him successful.
If I were him, I would hell no, Stani.
But I don't think that's what he's asking. He's not. He might be. I don't think it's unfair.
He was asking, what does the offensive coordinator do, Evan, that doesn't call plays?
Well, Sean McVay has had coordinators. Like, Kevin O'Connell was Sean McVay's offensive coordinator.
All right.
He didn't call plays when he was the OC for the Rams.
So he didn't catch heat he wouldn't catch heat for me, O'Connell, if the Rams offense wasn't clicking.
Zach Taylor was an OC for the Rams. Like, these are all players that now call plays for their respective teams. But when they were under Sean McVay, they didn't call plays.
And my question would be, and I'm not being smart. Remember, Gary Radnich used to always say that. I'm not being smart
here.
Man. So if you're an offensive coordinator under a guy like Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay, and you don't call plays, you're just overseeing the plays that are called and trying to refine them?
You're there to help the game plan. You're there to add an extra brain to the operation, which a lot of people have hypothesized that's what Shanahan's been missing ever since Mike McDaniel left.
So in other words, would the offensive coordinator, he would just suggest things to Kyle, and then Kyle would either have to accept them or reject them.
Well, Kyle still calls the plays during the game, but again, it is like a Staley, like someone that helps during the week construct the game plan. If you're mad about Kyle not using two running backs or not using this guy enough or that guy enough, this is an extra brain that can come in and say, this person needs to be used in a certain way, and then during the game, Shanahan calls those plays.
Goo, does it feel like, in addition to doing a great job of explaining to us some nuances of football, that Evan seems a little agitated by having to inform us about the nuances of
and we didn't get the answer.
No, we got it. We got it. I get it.
I was trying to introduce you to the gray space.
No, we love you. No, but my point is right. So the offensive coordinators are not going to be the week. But they're not going to be the fall guy. It's still, to me, tell me if I'm wrong, it's if you got those guys under you, that's still a little ego of, I got the final say, and if the offense is not putting out, production, it's still going to fall on you, not the group.
Right, and I don't have a problem with that, but what I'm hearing is, if they would have an offensive coordinator, the 49ers, that didn't call plays, this is when he would be busy right now. The week leading up to it, and he and Kyle Shanahan are talking about, is there any way we can get Mason in there? I know he can't now, but Mason in there with McCaffrey, or maybe design a few more plays for George Kittle.
I don't think Kyle's the type of guy that wants that, and that's why it hasn't happened. Well, Evan said he had it back there early on. I forget the name you said. Who was doing it for Kyle?
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Who is considered a pretty good offensive mind. Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, I...
Or also losing Bobby Slowick.
Okay. If he's done it before, he's got to be open to doing it again, right? And...
Well, so I guess I was talking about strip him of it and just have a whole nother actual offensive coordinator.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah, no, that's what I thought too.
And
I was like,
Sirianni, the walk around coach.
Right. I mean, the way I understand it now, I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
Yeah. But Kyle's got to believe in those guys did in McDaniel.
Exactly. There's got to be somebody out there who could help.
But what if Kyle's listening? Like, guys, I don't need that. That's why I haven't replaced McDaniel. And that's why the caller was saying if Bieniemy is available, would Kyle look at him and deem him worthy of having that job?
Yeah, I don't dislike the idea at all.
I just hate the team doesn't throw the ball deep, and I know
they can't. Well, and did you listen to Ted Wynn?
Did
you hear what Ted said?
Yeah, I did.
That Brock Purdy isn't 100%. And he's not throwing with the zip on his ball.
Mm.
How come you just can't acknowledge that
they don't have
the personnel to throw deep?
I will not say Debo now. That's just crazy.
Man. So you finally came around that Debo's not it.
No, he's it. Nah. It's just now you got to do tricks. You know, it's like the spray paint when you're balding and the guys try to trick the
camera. Like Carlos Boozer?
Or LeBron.
Or Jalen Rose?
Well, he's got the hair. He just...
No, who am I thinking of?
It ain't you or I, so we're good. But bottom line is, Stoney, you got to find a way to get him to rock, man. And he's a kickoff returner.
I mean... Oh, Debo. I thought you meant Kittle. Okay, yeah. Okay. Caleb Williams. You like him?
I don't think he's having the greatest year, and, you know, him being able to do the backyard boogie and run around on Saturdays didn't help him on Sundays, but he's a tough SOB, and he's not bad. I think in a better scenario where he get protection, we'd be able to evaluate him better. But I won't rob him of 2 or 3 years now maybe being the man.
Let's listen to Kyle Shanahan. I'll bet. Now, I haven't heard it.
He's going to
praise the hell out of Caleb Williams.
As talented as there is, I mean, just the stuff that you saw in college, you can see in the NFL. I mean, as good of a thrower as there is, born to play the position, got the athletic ability to do whatever. He's got the speed to do whatever. You know, he's gotten a lot of playing time. He's getting better as this year goes. I think he's getting a lot more consistent. I think he's been playing his best ball probably here the last few weeks. He's put him in a chance to win here these last few games.
I believe he believes that.
Is he better than Brock?
Well, we would have to do the – you put
let's
him in
it.
This system.
Well, let's do it.
He's got more arm talent than Brock.
Oh, well, then would, you would take him.
Film on Mike on line one. But, yeah, he's got more arm talent than Brock.
I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
I don't want the season to end. I really don't, because we all love football, Stoney. But there's five weeks. Yeah. Hopefully more. But probably the bottom line is what's going to happen with Purdy is I can't wait to see how that plays out. Do you just make him play on what it is now? Do they come to some agreement? But, man, Stoney, I was the guy that said coming into this season before kickoff against the Jets.
You don't have to reference your mistakes constantly.
It's not a mistake yet.
That was a big mistake.
He's not getting 60.
He's not. I told you that 7 months ago. Nobody listened. Mike Florio on Mike Shanahan or Kyle Shanahan and Purdy, and what Purdy's contract may mean to Shanahan's future.
And this will be, I think, instructive on what Jed York really thinks long term about Kyle Shanahan. Because if there's any thought that, you know, we're playing wait and see with what Shanahan does over the next couple of years, that's a reason to not make a massive investment in Brock Purdy, because you could have a new coach who could say, I don't really like Brock Purdy.
So what Florio's saying, and we'll get into some of the other stuff that he said in a minute, is that if the 49ers don't sign Purdy to a contract extension, it means that they're not sold on Kyle Shanahan for the next 2 or 3 years. Like, that's what I heard him say.
I mean, I don't get that. Like, you already know what you got in Kyle. He's proven.
I mean, I'm just
saying.
I get
that's
it. Just what I don't know. Did you hear the same thing?
I heard it, but I don't agree with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's fine.
You already know what Kyle is, and he's a top three coach in the NFL.
More Mike Florio, and this is what we want to get into. Is this
all right?
Is this fascinating to you, or pie in the sky?
We don't know what's lurking behind the scenes. And we don't know how Jed York would respond if somebody were to call him up and say, what would you want for the ability to try to negotiate a contract with Kyle Shanahan for him to become our new head coach? And whether it's Shanahan, whether it's John Harbaugh, because there are times where it feels like the Ravens and Harbaugh could benefit from a fresh start, whether it's Mike McDaniel, because maybe the Dolphins regret giving him an extension, whoever it is, I think the Bears need to be thinking about current proven head coaches who might love the opportunity to work with Caleb Williams. So that's how that all came up. It actually came up earlier in the day. Devin McCourty and I were coming up with candidates for the job, and that's when it hit me, hey, wait, whoa. There's a whole universe of candidates we're not paying attention to, and that's current head coaches.
Wow. Now,
you know, we always talk about what Purdy's worth money-wise. How many picks is Kyle Shanahan worth?
I believe it would be one more pick had he won a cashed in the Super Bowl. Or do you think teams look at him like, nah,
I don't think
you can get us there. That's just as like winning it.
Is there
a demerit on Kyle because he's been to two and didn't get it done? Or is it like, nah, you've shown you could build a program and get to 4 straight NFC championship games and 2 Super Bowls. Come on, we'll give you 3 first.
I don't believe that front offices around the league, or a big percentage of them, think, you know what, he's a great coach, but he'll never win the big one.
Well, Andy wouldn't have got hired in Kansas City, right?
I think of all the things that we say and just kind of spout, the one thing I do believe is if Kyle Shanahan were available, he would be hired immediately by somebody. I still believe that. Do you?
I do too. But I hate that in the sense that I always go to the relationship, Stani. When you break up in a relationship, who cares what the person you break up with goes and the success and the happiness they find? Okay, that's why you were with them. But the fact of the matter is there was a reason you guys had to part ways, and you focus on who you get as opposed to worrying about how many people will be lined up to get who you're leaving.
I mean, I don't even entertain not having Kyle Shanahan as coach unless you know you can hire somebody that you want and you think is better.
I don't think that's on the horizon.
I don't either. I'm with you.
I really don't.
And like that's one thing that's you know, to me, I go back and forth on all the time. It's clearly there's a percentage of 49er fans that they want Shanahan gone. Okay. Is that 5% of the fans? Is it 25% of the fans? Is it more than that? Because honestly, if it's 5%, then we're talking about what Brian Sabian used to call the lunatic fringe. But if it's 30% of the fan, like I do believe,
I think it's there. I think it's that.
30.
25.
See, to me, 25 or 30, like I do believe fan noise when it comes to coaches matters.
Mm.
You know, I mean, and a guy like Eberflus was obviously one end of the spectrum, but clearly in Chicago, the fans were like, this kid, you know, the noise got so loud, you had to do something.
Especially after the Thanksgiving debacle.
Exactly.
But let's just take Coach Kerr, who's won four chips. What if you, you talked about how toxic it was on Twitter for him, or is that, you know what I mean? Like, he couldn't escape it. And nobody wanted them removed, but there was a, you know, I don't want to say a section of the fan base, but fans that think Kerr, and he's won four chips, Donnie.
Right, and I think, but I do think that's where there's some reality to it, and that's, like when people say they need to get rid of Steve Kerr, it's like, Steve Kerr's not going anywhere for 2 years. He's not. He's under contract till the end of next year, and I'd be shocked if he's not the coach till then. And the four titles are the biggest part of it. But Shanahan, while he's had incredible success, he hasn't won the big one, and that does stick in the craw of a lot of fans. And if the noise starts to get really, really loud, then that's something owners pay attention to.
You can't cheat. I know we're up against it. Yeah. There's five coaches that have been traded in the NFL on the other side.
Hold on.
I'm going to see if you can guess them.
Oh, sweet.
But you're going to check.
No, I'm not. You know what?
We'll be looking
at
you.
I hate that you think I would do that. A guy like me who loves playing these kind of games, what fun would it be for me to look up the five and then act like I know? It is funny. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. BayAreaOilChange.com.